Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. He is the franchise king. He is the author of Become a Franchise Owner. And you can go to thefranchiseking.com. Go there and find his website and all the things that he does. If you're in social media, you're going to bump into Joel somewhere out there, aren't they, Joel?
Yes, I am on Twitter all day, tweeting constantly.
And his mother says, well, son, it's come to this, right?
It has. Hey, you know what? Who is Joel Barker? Who is Joel Barker?
What did I say? Did I call you?
Yeah, who's Barker? Who's Barker?
Joel,
did I know this guy?
You know, that was a cop. Joel LaBava, by the way, is who I'm talking. I'm talking to you folks. You know, when you're old like me, Joel, sometimes you
here
get
we
the,
go.
No, I have a lot of names in my head, don't I? Joel Barker, that was actually a compliment. Joel Barker is one of the top futurists on the planet.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to look him up.
Okay. He's a good guy. JoeBarker.com. He's on the show on a regular basis. So anyway, that's what I get for not paying attention.
Oh,
Joel
okay.
LaBava, folks, we only abuse the ones we love.
That's right.
Joel LaBava, what about the landscape for franchising right now? How's it going?
You mean landscaping franchises?
Yeah, no.
Now we're even.
Hey, I do the jokes here, Joel.
Yeah, we're even now. actually, things are picking up. The franchisors that I'm talking to are starting to get more interest from people generally.
Yeah.
The banks are, I would say, a little bit better. They're a little more open to loaning money to start up franchises, mm-hmm. but it's not where you and I want it to be.
Yeah.
But it is a little better. And I think it's going to be a good year for franchising if the banks decide to open their vaults a little wider.
This has got to be putting a damper, the whole lack of capital still after all these years, it's got to be putting a damper on the number of new franchisors, franchises being created. Am I right?
You know, unfortunately, Jim, there are a lot of franchise development companies that are a little too easy. And we'll say, yes, you have a fantastic concept. We can franchise it for you.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they don't need that much financing sometimes, and they'll do it. So there are a lot of new concepts out there all the time. It doesn't really even depend on the economy. I see it all the time.
Has franchising bumped up against crowdsourcing at all yet?
You know, Bowfly, the Bowfly website, is really, really entrenched in franchising. They've been doing some loans.
Remind the audience about Bowfly.
Yeah, Bowfly is a crowdsourcing website, mm-hmm. Bowfly.com, I believe it is. And, you know, they're probably the most aggressive in the franchise space.
Well, I could see where maybe if you lived in, you know, not a big city, but a smaller area, and you had quite a few contacts, and people said, there was a certain kind of a franchise that everybody could use, a consumer franchise, and people would like to have one in town, and so you came out and said, hey guys, it's Joel, I'm going to open this franchise up, but I could use your help, and if you'll go to whatever and this site and put in $100, you'll get a When I open, you'll get a discount or whatever.
You'll get a hot dog.
You know how that works. I mean, has anybody ever tried that?
I don't know if they've tried it on.
Is that legal?
I don't know. You know, it's a good question.
I would think it would be fine as long as you didn't violate, you know, any of the security laws. But the crowdfunding bill that happened a year or so ago, that gave some. Gave the ability to request that kind of money.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if that's an angle. I personally look askance at crowdfunding.
I do too.
Because it's not real investing. It's not. I'm concerned that it's not a real indication of the viability of your business the way you know, a hard scrutiny of real capital would be?
You know what else, Jim? And this is something that's always concerned me. And I've had heated discussions with people in that industry who are really promoting that part of financing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone's going to open one franchise unit, let's say a retail store,
uh-huh.
there's not going to be enough money to go around to pay investors.
Yeah,
and that's the flaw in the model.
But if they're using the crowdfunding, though, the people don't expect to get their money back. They're paying, you know, $50, $100 or whatever, and they're expecting to get like a special founding customers discount card or something like that.
Yeah, but some of the other crowdfunding related things.
Some of it does involve investors and make loans and things like that. But
yeah.
I was just thinking about something. I just wondered if it could work the basic crowdfunding measure where people, you know, like the way they do a band. You know, they fund a band for a ticket or something.
I don't know. I think I like your idea for maybe a really small market.
Yeah, and something everybody could use, like pizza or yogurt or you know, margaritas or something like that.
Yeah, and everyone, you know, not only throws a little money in, but it's also a psychological buy-in.
Yeah, and it's a community kind of thing. I just wonder about that.
Yeah.
Maybe we just started something, Joel.
That's right.
Joel Labava, ladies and gentlemen. That guy, Labava, L-I-B-A-V-A, our good friend, 7-year anniversary. Hey, Joel, thanks for 7 great years.
Hey, thank you for having me so long.
The franchise, not too many people do today, Joe. TheFranchiseKing.com. Check him out. And his book is Become a Franchise Owner. See you later. Quick break. I'll be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.